Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I am Rich Hershen, a partner at Gray, Gray & Gray. I'm here with my fellow tax partner, Kelly Berardi. Kelly, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
I'm good. So this is one of our favorite segments. It's the Sweets Reporter. It's Gary Goldman, the owner of Truly Yogurt in Wellesley. And Gary today has brought some great treats, some frozen custard. So Gary, what do we have today? And tell us what you know about it.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me at Gray, Gray & Gray, Rich and Kelly. It was great to come along today, and I'm sharing some of my treats in the frozen custard from the frozen custard industry. Today we brought along a strawberry flavor, a coffee flavor, a chocolate flavor, and a butterscotch flavor. Basically, the reason I decided to look at frozen custard today was the following. I always like poke around in the ice cream industry to see how things are going. And I noticed the Nielsen report that had just come out for the year 2016. The overall sales for ice cream were up 2.6%. I said, that probably makes sense, slightly better than last year. And then I looked at the different categories and I said, okay, frozen yogurt overall sales in 2016 were down about 10%. I said, that's probably makes sense too, because there was a tremendous amount of stores that opened the previous few years, and some of those are now closing, so that probably makes sense too. And then I saw a statistic about how dairy, non-dairy products in the ice cream category were one of the emerging trends, up over 40% since last year, and I said, that probably makes sense too, because there's so many people that now have a dairy allergy that they have to deal with, so that category is emerging also. But the one category that didn't make sense to me was the frozen custard category. It was up 134% within 1 year, from last year to this year, according to the Nielsen report. And it now accounts for almost $18 million worth of sales. And I said, that's interesting. I don't really know that much about frozen custard. Being in the frozen yogurt and ice cream industry at Truly Yogurt in Wellesley, I've been there now for 24 years. I said, why don't I find out something about the whole process of making frozen custard? So here I am today to tell you a little bit about.
So tell us a little about custard.
Okay. Well, there's some distinguishing characteristics between frozen custard and ice cream, for example. Frozen custard has to have a minimum of 1.4% of egg yolks contained within the frozen custard formula. Egg yolks are not in ice cream itself, or not to that degree if there are any. So that gives it a different consistency. Also, another difference between the ice cream making process and the frozen custard process as far as the manufacturing end of it is concerned is it's a much slower process that doesn't allow the air to get into the product. You notice there's a tremendous amount of overrun, particularly in the soft serve. Sometimes the overrun, in other words, the air factor that goes into it is close to 100%. In other words, it's half air and half product. Typically in frozen custard, it's somewhere between 10 to 15%. So it's a much thicker, much richer product. And also in the process, there's special machines that make the frozen custard that don't allow the ice crystals to get as large, as much smaller ice crystals. So the lack of crystallization in combination with the lack of air, in combination with the fact that the third consideration is the temperature of the product, the frozen custard that you get in a frozen custard store is about typically about 8 to 9 degrees warmer than it is in an ice cream store. In an ice cream store, it's much colder when it hits your lips. Frozen custard is not like that. And as a result, the product was very, very tasty. I got to admit that.
Oh, it tastes good.
Yeah, it's really very good.
Do you think the taste and how it feels is what's driving that growth?
I think so. I noticed in analyzing the industry further, it seems to be like pockets within the country where it's very, very popular, and then there's other pockets where it's not so popular. For example, Wisconsin is the custard, frozen custard capital of the United States. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that love frozen custard, and it kind of like bills and bills. Also, Rochester, New York is a huge outlet for frozen custard.
So, do you think it's lack of knowledge and understanding? I mean, this is the first time I'd ever heard of frozen custard.
Really? Where have you been?
I don't know.
Clearly not Wisconsin.
Kelly and Rich, I think it's a combination of factors. I think people become used to it in a certain area, and therefore they, you know, it tends to market more and more. Like, for example, in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, there are at least five frozen custard companies that are around. Around here, you're lucky if you have one within a radius of like 20 or 25 miles.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. I think another consideration is the nutritional facts, which I happen to bring along with me today. And that is frozen custard has some stuff in it that some people probably don't want. So just for your information, vanilla frozen custard, the calories for 4 ounces is 200 calories. This is from a leading chain. So in other words, that's 50 calories per ounce. And like the soft serve that you get in a frozen yogurt store typically is between 20 to 25 calories per ounce. And the hard serve frozen yogurt is typically between 30 to 40 calories an ounce. So the calorie count is higher. I think the important component as far as the nutritional information is concerned is, one, carbs. Total carbohydrates in a 4 ounce serving is 21 grams. A lot of people are trying to cut carbs these days. So that's a negative in certain areas. And also the other consideration has to do with the sugar content, which is 17 grams. So it has a lot of sugar in it also.
How does that compare to the yogurt? Is that high?
Yogurt is slightly less. Typically, it's like 12 to 15 grams in yogurt.
And what about regular ice cream?
It's fairly similar. So it's a little more sugary. I think the big thing has to do with the saturated fat and the total fat. The total fat is 10 grams in 4 ounces, and saturated fat is 6 grams. So in other words, saturated fat is 30% of the total, which is high. That's probably because of the egg yolks and the whole composition of it, as opposed to air, which you're eating in the other product. You're actually eating the product. So there's pluses and minuses to it. So
It tastes better, but it's obviously, like everything else, it's not as healthy.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say it tastes great, but it seems from a nutritional point of view, you're better off with some of the other alternatives.
Right. But obviously, some people don't care because if you're showing growth of 134%, that means people are saying, I really like the taste. And I know that there are people that really don't analyze things, don't read labels, and just are primarily concerned about the taste.
So clearly, in Wisconsin, they don't.
Right. There probably is a market for that.
So do you have any plans at Truly Yogurt in Wellesley? You sell mostly yogurt? You have ice cream there as well, or just yogurt?
Right. I have ice cream, yogurt, sorbets, and sherbets.
But no custard?
No, I have no custard. I'm always looking for other things. In the past year, I've explored the possibility of doing sandwich cookies.
Ooh, those are delicious.
Other things that could possibly be bringing into the store. You're always looking to expand your market. You want to cater to as many customers as possible. I think first I have to identify whether there is, in fact, a need for this. I know there are a few people that do sell frozen custard in the area. A few people have mentioned that they like the product. They like custard. They like gelato. As I explained in my last segment when I was here, I think today it's all about giving people choices. Not everybody is going to want frozen yogurt. Not everybody wants soft serve. Not everybody wants ice cream. But perhaps, you know, there might be a group of three or four people, a family, whatever, come into your store. You want to have something for everybody. Perhaps frozen custard would be a nice alternative for them also.
Are you doing ice cream cakes or anything like that?
Yes, we do ice cream cakes at Truly Yogurt. And in fact, that business is exploding. It's going really well. We do a lot of custom cakes as far as that's concerned. We've done special occasion cakes and that kind of stuff. Another big part of our business now is the whole catering end of things. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of parties for the town hall. We've had 3 parties at Wellesley College. I actually, after I leave the radio show today, I have a ice cream party at an elementary school that we're going to be hosting also. So, you know, that helps to really build your business, because if you have anywhere from 200 to the Wellesley College parties, where 500 people attending, and they identify the product as being Truly Yogurt, and they love Truly Yogurt, that then gets them down to the shop. You might do a promotional, you know, coupon or whatever in conjunction with it, whatever. At the very least, you're identifying who's doing it. Mm-hmm.
Are you mixing candies into your yogurt at all, similar to Cold Stone, or has that sort of fallen by the wayside?
I don't mix them in. There are certain people that do that. We have plenty of toppings if you do want it. You know, healthy toppings, not so healthy toppings. So there are those options. We don't actually mix them in as far as Cold Stone. That's still popular in certain areas. Like I said before, Kelly, you know, people want to look at different things. They don't. Right. You don't want them to get bored. And, you know, that's always an option. You're always looking what types of new things can we come up with in the future.
So this has been great. And the one problem with frozen yogurt, ice cream, frozen custard is it starts to melt. And I'm looking at our samples here, and they're all starting to melt. And Kelly's starting to drool because she wants to get her hands in there before it's totally melted. So, Gary, it's great having you on the show. Truly Yogurt is located on Grove Street in Wellesley. Is that
35
right?
35 Grove Street, Wellesley, 781-239-1356. If you're not familiar with Wellesley, we're right down the street from Dana Hall School. It's a women's boarding school. We're right in the center of town there. You can check us out on the web, www.trulyyogurt.com. We're open, you know, like this coming Friday, we're open till 10 o'clock, Saturday till 10 o'clock. We open at noon every single day. If you get that craving, you got to dash over there. We have over 50 flavors of ice cream, yogurt, sorbet, sherbet. You name it.
I've had many of them, and they're delicious, taste great. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Thanks for
having
me.
My name is Rich Hershen. I'm with Kelly Berardi, and this was Radio Entrepreneurs.